Welcome to Learn Digital, the go-to podcast for Australian teachers looking to better integrate ICT into their classrooms. Here's your host, Kim Maslin.
Hello and welcome to Learn Digital. On the show today, we are learning all about QR codes. Now, you may have come across QR codes. They've been around for a few years now and are getting used quite extensively in marketing. But what you may not have considered is the value that they pose for teaching and learning as well. So this entire podcast episode is dedicated to learning about what QR codes are, how they can benefit you in the classroom. I'm going to share with you some of the successful case studies that I've tried out over the last couple of years. And I'm also going to walk you through the process of creating one yourself. So what is a QR code? Well, QR code stands for quick response. QR, quick response code. It essentially looks like a barcode. But unlike the barcodes we see on food products and the back of books, which are simply scanned to reveal certain information about the product, these barcodes, when scanned, will take you to a specific location. Using your smart device, so whether that's an iPhone or an iPad or some other form of tablet, with a quick response reader, you can scan these QR codes and it will take you on your phone to a specific location. Now, that location could be to a website, could open up your mail app ready to send an email to someone. It could link you to a PDF file that you can then download. It could even take you to a music file to listen to a song. So you can see why marketers would have just jumped on this. But we're of course interested in what this actually has to do with teaching. Now I remember, I'd be about 4 or so years ago now, a colleague told me all about QR codes and how she felt that they were the next big thing in education and something to focus on. So I'll be honest, I half-heartedly had a look at them and, you know, so many other things going on. I'm a new teacher and I sort of put them on the back burner a bit. And then finally, I gave them a proper go. And I have to be honest with you, I have been completely blown away by how much easier they have made my life, particularly this year as I'm now in a primary school. So to list off for you a few of the benefits that QR codes can give you in teaching. Firstly, they help your lesson run more efficiently and quickly. They take the time and error out of students navigating themselves to a website. Okay, so they can scan a code that takes them to the website you want them to look at. Okay, rather than you sitting there waiting for them to type W, made an error, go back, start again. You get the drift. Okay, so it makes your lesson so much quicker. They're actually quick and easy for you to make as well. Now you just set aside 5 minutes, if that, and you have your QR codes ready to go for that lesson. They're free to make and to use. This is awesome, obviously being teachers. Okay, you can get this app downloaded and the QR codes created and your kids using them straight away. No real setup, no cost involved. They can also reduce paper consumption. Okay, because what you'll start to find is because you can link directly to PDFs and websites on the phone or on the tablet, you're not having to print as much out, which is awesome. And finally, they're interactive and they're engaging. Students love using them. And in one of the examples I'm going to tell you shortly, you'll see just it was incredible how much my students loved using these. Something that is so simple can really just change what could be quite a dreary, boring lesson into something pretty cool and memorable. So before I jump into the examples, just to summarize, I guess, where we're at with these QR codes, you would need to make a QR code yourself. I'll get to that later. Once the QR code, though, is created and either printed out or it even works on your computer screen, the students simply need to have a QR reader app on their device. They come along and scan your code and they're taken to wherever you've want them to be directed to. So to share with you a couple of examples, I was teaching year five maths last term, and we were doing geometry, looking specifically at 3D shapes. And I found this amazing website that when used on an iPad, which is what my students have, they can actually interact with 3D shapes and rotate them and move them around, and it's all very interactive and cool. But I didn't want to sit there waiting for them to type out the exact web address to get there, because it takes quite a long time. You know, they're still learning where the keys are on their iPad. And so what I thought I'd do is make up a little bit of a web quest. So I found a couple of these pages with all the different shapes. I QR coded each of the pages that I wanted them to visit. And then I created a little bit of a workbook. So here's the QR code, scan it, have a play, interact, learn everything you can about the shape. And now below on the page in the workbook, here are some questions for you to answer. My year fives were blown away. They literally asked me if we could do this activity every day. I don't mean necessarily the maths side of things, though they didn't mind that, but the QR code concept they loved. But from my point of view, they were on task, they loved what they were doing, they were using technology in an effective way, and we cut out about 5 to 10 minutes of them just getting to the website. So we had more learning time. After the success of that maths web quest, I've started using QR codes quite regularly, to the point where I basically have a QR code wall set up in my classroom. We have recently begun doing coding. The kids are absolutely loving it, but that's a whole different podcast. But for the coding, each lesson we do a different coding activity. And so what I'm building up is a coding wall. Got all my, you know, coding title pages and terminology, definitions, all of those sorts of things. And then I've also done up some pretty looking QR code pages. So for example, the kids are using Scratch at the moment. So I've made a nice little page that says Scratch with the Scratch cat logo and the QR code. It's all laminated and up on the wall. So when it comes to a coding lesson, I can say to my students, right, we're doing coding, you know, you can, this is where we're up to, or this is the Scratch activity we're doing, go and scan. Sometimes they say, look, you just pick, okay, because we did a few hour of code activities with Angry Birds and Moana and all that sort of stuff that they just loved. So I've got all them up on the wall as well. And so I'll let them go and choose which one they want to do. Gives them the independence. Hey, that independent learning's there, because they can just go over to the wall on their own, scan it, and off they go. They're not needing my help or assistance. I've also used the QR codes to showcase student work. So I had a class once that made some incredible video clips. There were book trailers, actually, promoting different books. So what I did was I set up pin boards with the book posters that the girls had created, and on each poster embedded the QR code. So other students came along and could look at the poster, get a little bit interested about the book, come along, then scan that code and learn more about the book by watching the book trailer. And this was just such an awesome and easy way to showcase the interactive work that these students had done. Because obviously, book trailer can't be printed. Alrighty, so hopefully I'm starting to convince you that these QR codes might just be something to have a little bit of a play around with. So you're probably wondering, where do I go to from here? So what I'm going to do now is just walk you through the process. So the first thing to do is find the web address that you want, or the website that you want the kids to visit. So for example, hourofcode.com. We copy that web address. We then go to your search engine, like Google, and we type in QR code generator. Now there's lots of different free ones that you can select. Okay, so just pick one of the first few that appear. That QR code generator website will then load up. Okay, the interface is pretty straightforward, okay, and it will walk you through what to do. Basically, there will be a space on the website for you to paste the web address that you have just copied. Okay, so I can paste in hourofcode.com, or I could fill out the details for an email or a PDF or a music file or whatever else it is that I'm wanting the QR code to direct to. Once I've done that, I click the generate button and my QR code will appear and be ready for download. Once it's downloaded, it's a really good idea to label it or rename it straight away, because the catch with the QR code is you have the code and that's it. And until you scan it, there's no way of knowing what it's actually linking to. So if you're planning on doing a few of these, rename it so you don't get confused and give kids the wrong one. It's also not a bad idea to either print it off and handwrite a title for it, or as I do, I actually put it into PowerPoint and give it a title before I print, just so I don't get confused and the kids don't get confused. Then with the students, on the devices that they're using, just need to go to the App Store and search for QR code reader. Again, there's a few different ones to choose from. They're all free. They all work in pretty much the same way. They just need to be downloaded onto the device. Then simply open up that app. Kids will know what to do. It looks just like a camera. Hold the app in front of the code. It will scan it and direct you. And that is literally it. That's all there is to it. So I hope that that has been a useful little idea for you. They're certainly changing the way that I teach and helping reduce my stress levels as I wait for kids to get to the website and I'm not dealing with kids spelling things wrong and making those annoying typos in the web address. I'm certainly looking to expand how I use them now that I've got this down pat. But I really wanted to share this one with you straight up because it has just changed the way my lessons run for the better. So I wanted to reach out and let you guys know about it. Please love your feedback. If you give them a go, let me know how you found them, if they were easy, if your students enjoyed them. And if you find other innovative ways of using them, let me know. I'd love to hear about it or even get you on the show and you can tell everyone about it. That would be wonderful. We're going to leave it there for today. I hope you've enjoyed. Please don't forget to check out the website for all the other resources you can download. Also, don't forget that I'm on Facebook, so you can head to the ICT Teaching and Learning Community Australia Facebook group and request to join. I'm in there. Lots of other Australian teachers are in there as well. So jump on in and share your thoughts and experiences with us. That would be awesome. Take care for now, and I'll talk to you soon.